One of the hardest places to practice gratitude is in relationships. It is easy to thank God for a sunset, a meal, or a quiet morning. It is harder to thank God for people who interrupt us, disappoint us, misunderstand us, or need more from us than we feel ready to give. But Christian gratitude growth teaches us to see people differently. People are not projects. People are not problems to manage. People are not tools for our comfort. People are image bearers of God. Genesis 1 teaches that human beings are made in God's image. That means every person has dignity before they are useful, impressive, agreeable, or easy to love. This does not mean every relationship is safe. It does not mean every person should have equal access to your heart, home, time, or trust. Gratitude is not the same as naivety, but it does mean we begin with reverence. The Bible calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves. That kind of love sees the other person as a soul before God, not as an obstacle in our day. A ministry sciences observation is that the way we name people shapes the way we treat them. When we silently name someone as annoying, hopeless, too much, or my enemy, our reactions often harden. But when we learn to say, this person is an image bearer, our soul has a chance to slow down. Gratitude in relationships asks, what grace has God given me through this person? What has this person taught me? Where have I received love, correction, patience, laughter, help, or growth through them? What good can I name without pretending everything is perfect? Sometimes gratitude sounds like, Lord, thank you for my spouse's faithfulness. Sometimes it sounds like, Lord, thank you for the friend who told me the truth. Sometimes it sounds like, Lord, help me honor this person's dignity while keeping wise boundaries. What helps is learning to notice specific gifts in people. What harms is turning people into projects we try to fix, control, rescue, or reshape into our image? Christian gratitude does not erase conflict. It helps us enter relationships with humility, truth, and love. This week, look at one person and ask, Lord, what gift have you placed here that I have been too distracted or wounded to notice? People are not projects. They are image bearers, and gratitude helps us see them again.